Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 8th, 2026. Maine's primaries are tomorrow, so I've pulled together some information from the Secretary of State's office and the League of Women Voters of Maine that hopefully will answer some questions you may have. And I'll link to both sources on today's archives as well if you want to follow up. If you're not yet registered to vote, you can do so at the polling places on Election Day. If you'll be 18 years old when the general election takes place in November, you are allowed to vote in the primary, even if you're still 17. There are several ways to prove your residency when registering to vote, including a driver's license or state ID, mail that's addressed to you, tax documents, hunting or fishing licenses, and utility bills. The deadline to request an absentee ballot has passed, and any mailed absentee ballots received after 8 p.m. on Election Day will not be counted, regardless of postmark. If you mailed in your ballot, you can track it on the Secretary of State's website. Some towns and cities are already processing absentee ballots in the week leading up to the election. They do that after giving advance notice to the Secretary of State and political parties. In our general area, the towns that have issued a notice of intent to process absentee ballots early are Bangor, Bar Harbor, Brewer, Deer Isle, Lemoyne, Lincolnville, Mount Desert, Northport, and Washington. But prior to 2024, voters had to be enrolled in a party in order to participate in the primary elections, but that has changed. Maine now has semi-open primaries, allowing unenrolled voters to participate by voting on one of the party's primary ballots, and they choose, obviously, which ballot they prefer. Enrolled voters, in this case meaning Democrats or Republicans, may only vote on their own party's primary ballot. If and when you do enroll in a new party, you won't be able to change your party again for 3 months unless you move and register to vote in a new town. After the polling places close at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow night, ballot counting is supposed to start immediately. The absentee ballots that were processed earlier are not counted until this time when all of the other votes are counted as well. By law, the municipal clerks have 2 days to submit their unofficial results to the Secretary of State. And if no candidate has more than 50% of the votes, the Secretary of State's office does the ranked choice voting tabulations. And they have up to 20 days after an election to announce the official results. Maine law prohibits influence and advertising in and around voting places on Election Day. Campaign buttons that are 3 inches around or smaller, or any promotional material like bumper stickers that you may have on your vehicle when you stop in to vote is permitted. Otherwise, quote, on Election Day, on public property within 250 feet of the entrance to the voting place and within the voting place itself, no one may influence or attempt to influence another person's decision regarding a candidate for an office or a question that's on the ballot for the election that day. Additionally, a person may not display advertising material, operate an advertising medium, including a sound amplification device, or display or distribute campaign literature, posters, palm cards, buttons, badges, or stickers containing a candidate's name or otherwise intending to influence the opinion of any voter regarding a candidate for office or a question that's on the ballot for that election day in that same zone, end quote. Election administrators may also ask voters to remove a hat or cover up a t-shirt. Other than ballot selfies, pictures and videos may not be taken within 15 feet of another voter, and photos or videos of another person's ballot is not allowed. Registered voters are not required to show ID in order to vote. You already did that when you registered. And the League of Women Voters has a voters hotline at 207-558-3333. You can get more information at lwvme.org and at maine.gov/SOS. And like I said, go to our archives at weru.org. If you missed anything, there'll be links there. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. I'll see you at the polling places tomorrow.